Corbett and Grace Lunsford have been on the road for 6 months without ever leaving their home. Their mobile living space serves as a model for efficient and sustainable buildings. This week, they parked their home in Carbondale and offered tours of their house. Grace and Corbett Lunsford make a big claim with their tiny home.
Our house, even though it's 200 square feet, it is the best performing house in all of Colorado. And we can say that every single place we go on this U.S. tour.
Corbett can boast in this way, he says, because unlike most homeowners, he knows and measures how well the house performs in air quality, energy efficiency, environmental sustainability, and more. The Lunsfords' household includes their six-month-old daughter and two cats. Grace starts most tours of their, quote, tiny lab the same way.
So there's two things I would love for you to note. First of all, the sound. The air conditioner's on. There's a very loud man outside. You can't hear any of it, right? Nice. Okay. Also, deep breath. It smells like... what?
Like nothing.
Like nothing. Yeah. Exactly.
This, despite the composting toilet, the diaper genie, and the litter box contained in the 210 square feet. It's a lesson in air quality and air sealing, the Lunsfords say, and most homeowners have a lot to learn. Gerald Espinoza works in the solar industry and made the drive over from Paonia in hopes of picking up some tips for building his own home.
I hear a lot about energy efficiency in solar, but not the whole building envelope and how it all comes together. Especially living in a small quarters, trying to make something healthy is something I'm really interested in when I do my tiny home.
Many visitors, like Espinoza, are drawn to the romanticism in downsizing, mobilizing, and joining the tiny home movement. But the lessons in efficiency and performance are intended for homes of any size. The inside of the Lunsford house looks like a studio apartment, complete with a dining loft above the sleeping area. It's also filled with museum-style placards that explain how each system works, from the water heater to the exhaust hood above the stove. Each choice during the construction process was deliberate, and Corbett explains that air quality is particularly important.
Like, for example, formaldehyde, radon, carbon monoxide, there's all kinds of things that you can actually generate inside of a house to poison your family without even talking about energy efficiency or saving the planet. It's like, let's first focus on saving your family and making sure that you're as comfortable and healthy and safe as possible.
The Lunsfords did most of the construction on their own for about $125,000. And they say the real benefit of this do-it-yourself building is in actually knowing how it works. Property values, permit fees, and high construction costs make home performance in the Roaring Fork Valley particularly important.
It's really expensive.
Mona Newton is the executive director of the Community Office for Resource Efficiency.
And that's why we encourage people to build better, because if you're going to spend that much, you should do something that's going to have some payoff in the long term.
Payoffs can come in the form of environmental benefits and lower utility bills. The Lunsfords have capitalized on the popularity of tiny homes to bring attention to the importance of home assessments. They encourage homeowners to get an audit and test those complex systems that run a house, and the novelty of their small space gets people in the door. There are some other benefits to going smaller.
We don't have to take a bunch of toys for our daughter. She's perfectly happy to play with like a spoon or a napkin. So that's a really nice excuse to have to say, oh, I'm sorry, tiny house, we can't take that.
Next up for the Lunsfords and the tiny lab are stops in California. Elizabeth Stewart-Severy from the Aspen Public Radio Environment Desk.